Welcome to the Mindset Makeover. During this unique show, hosts Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter accompany you on a journey of mindful thinking, true feeling, and clearing mind chatter, all to align you with deep answers and multiple possibilities that help you move forward and live in the now. You become present, clear, and unstuck, and able to live fully led by your heart. Michelle and Lisa invite you to listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song. Open up to what's possible and experience a shift.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible. I'm Lisa Berry.
And I'm Michelle Carter. Hello.
Good afternoon, morning, Michelle Carter. We do our thing. Today is not just a magical Monday, as we usually like to call it, but it's Motivational Monday. And Michelle, as you know, our show really exists to make people feel safe. Like, we love that word, right? Safety. We have to feel safe. And that allows people to experience a shift in a very connected and loving way. And when we do face all these challenges, sometimes we can be hard on ourselves. And Michelle, I know you love to, that your favorite line is just add a little kindness, be kind to ourselves. And
yes,
that
exactly.
can be hard sometimes. Yes, and then when we're not kind to ourselves, we don't even feel supported or safe. And then we have that stagnant, like that, what I like to call paralysis by analysis, or sometimes even when we don't even know, like we don't even know that we're stagnant. We ignore it and we go, no, it's all good. It's just going on. And we kind of just walk around sleeping. We're not even woken up. So today our show really, really is about motivation. So motivation is so like a physical to me. I think of motor skills. Like I think of the body movement, like in physical movement, but Michelle, when you actually sing, that's like, that's motive, that you're being motivated because you're actually doing something and being moved by it. So that, there's a big difference between motivation and inspiration, don't you think, in your kind of world, if you were to break it down?
Yeah, but I mean, I think you kind of need both. I think because like last night, even for example, of course, because I always have, I didn't even know you were going to say this, but
story
last night. Well, it's just because like, I kind of follow my inspiration all the time. And because I, you know, I live in my little bubble and I always want to make things. And so last night I decided that I wanted to make these rings for my Tibetan bowls. And I was just so, because, but that, and then I did like 50 things yesterday and I needed to make these new candles and did all these things, but it was all based on, because I think inspiration, you need inspiration before motivation because you're inspired because you don't know, like this wasn't my Sunday plan at all. It was just, I was sitting here. I had all these lofty plans. I had all these plans on what I was supposed to work on, you know, quote unquote,
right.
Like stuff I should. And then I was just looking around. I'm like, I need to do that. I need it. And it was all creative stuff, but I felt so good at the end of the night. So I think it was like, you needed motivation to do it, obviously, but I had to be inspired for the motivation because I wasn't motivated to do the work that I should be doing that, you know, is totally under the shoulds, not necessarily, but I wasn't motivated to do it. So I think the inspiration
and that's actually,
caused the motivation.
That's
so
the
I did
thing.
That. And I felt like I accomplished. Yeah. I felt like I accomplished a bunch, even though nothing was on my plan. Like it was none of the stuff that I thought I was going to work on, but it was all fun stuff. And it was all stuff that really, you know, didn't change my life
like
dramatically, but made me really excited. I was so happy.
Your mind had one plan.
Right now.
Your mind had one plan and your heart had the other. And that's really what I think, what is so important and thing to notice with people. It's like inspiration to me, I think of inspire and I think of breath, SBDA, like to breathe, that's the root word there. And it's like a breath of a thought, a breath of an idea, a breath of a desire. And then the motivation, which to me, motor skills, like my little M words and stuff. And that's the like what you said, mostly. But sometimes we are motivated, physically moved to do some things, but not other things. And that's why we do have a really cool guest coming on. And they literally write, oh, Michelle, your favorite word. They write stories. It's a songwriter, Eric Lanby, the songwriter and producer. And
awesome
and
songwriter.
Good things, but awesome songwriter. And what does it make a song amazing is a great storyline. And you love stories. We talk about heal stories and inspiring stories and all those things. And so it's really, it's like what in somebody's life is the motivating story? What do they want that story to be at the end of their time? That like, what has motivated them to like you at your end of your time? You're like, yeah, I'm really, really happy I made those rings for those singing bowls. And I think it's just so we
I can't wait to see pictures. You gotta share.
I know, they're really pretty. But it was, anyway, you know how I feel about beauty and crafts together. It's like two of my favorite things. Add some singing in there, I'm a happy person. I'm sure I sing while I do it.
You do sound full of life too, and I think that's the thing, is the things that motivate us, right, are the things that give us our lives. That's our lives. It's our meaning. It's our thing that really propels us. And when we do have Eric come on, first of all, oh my gosh, we are going to play his song right after the first break here. You definitely, no one can miss
wait.
This song. This song, I know, I actually, you cannot sit still during a song. Now, talk about motivation. There's no way. You could be in the worst mood ever, and as soon as the song comes on, like, the cats look at me like, okay, I want to dance, I want to dance. You can tell the cats want to dance.
That's so great.
And then you throw
in, I just want to say, I'm so excited. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I was just saying, I'm so excited about Eric being on today. I'm, like, a big fan. He's awesome. So good.
Actually, the song is going to be so full of, like, it's, and I love that it's different. I love that everybody has a different motivating factor, motivating story, motivation, the way, because the music's so different. And we should share this right now. Eric is actually visually impaired, so he has got some really cool stories about what motivates him. Like, he's a producer. How does he do that? He writes these songs. How does he do that? It's all those things that will, I think when we all look at our lives and we think, there's like these two ways. You either look at your life and feel really, you're hard on yourself and you're sad about it, or you just really think, you know, you say these bad things to yourself. Unkindness. Is that a word? Unkindness? I don't know. That's
Of course unkindness is a word.
Unkindness. It sounds like I made it up.
I think unkindness is a word. Now I'm questioning it. I'm like, of course it is. I think it is.
And then there's the other way, is that we just don't even, we're so, and excuse the time here, we're so blind to our lives being not okay, not, we just don't want to see it. We just turn and we think, you know what, it's great. And as we're going to play the song, Ain't Broke, Don't Fix It, a lot of times we think, you know what, it's, everything's okay, it's fine, I'm just going to move forward. I don't even want to change anything or do anything. And that's really where we kind of lose that, you know, that lackluster in our life. And you, I think that's actually why, I don't know, I'm making this up now, I think that's why you love adding beauty as often and as much as you can. I think beauty actually motivates you.
It does. It totally does. Like, I found, you know what we said on the last show? I found this is very interesting because I've been just thinking a lot lately, or not analyzing, but just seeing, like, you know, I was watching this show and I was like, we are so governed. All of us are so governed by our belief systems. And so it was just a show. I mean, it was a TV show. And because I was thinking about religion and all these things, but I was like, we're so governed by what we believe fundamentally. And so on the last show, you had asked me, what do I do to, even though it's funny, because I do meditation music, but I like to be active doing stuff, and that's a better meditation for me. So recently I acquired, in a manifesting way, it was amazing, I really, 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 really wanted an exercise bike. So I got, of course, one magically came into my life. So this is the crazy thing. Every time, because I'm not a very good sitter, and one could say, oh, you know, you need to learn how to sit. But maybe I don't. Maybe that's not part. I'm very creative. So anyway, I found a new way. It's like I am so happy because I've been able to do my bike and then read books that are inspiring. And so I feel like it's so funny because I was like, oh, I've had time to read these books and I've had time to do it, which is funny because I can totally,
totally
sit down and do it. But I get to, because I think there's something about the endorphins for me or something. I don't know, but it works for me. And I remember years ago, I was the same about a bike because I had read all these inspirational books because I have a really, really hard time sitting down and reading a book. Like I always have to find something else to do, or I feel like I need to be productive, but it's calming to me, like creating something. And I also realized this, I was talking to our friend Mike and I was saying, I feel like maybe creating sometimes is my form of meditation because you have to be incredibly focused, especially if you want to make stuff, if you want to make it properly. And every time I'm making something physical, I'm like, and so I really thought about what I said the last show, because it's not like I just get busy to distract myself. I was like, I get busy to I think we all, anyway, organized. The whole point of this is that we, like, you were saying just about music, too, in regards to Eric's music, like, music is all so different, and we all have such a different viewpoint on, like, there's so many different ways, genres, and every way to deliver a story, and we all have such a different way, we all have different voices, we all have different intonation, how we're going to
and challenges.
Deliver a song, and challenges, absolutely, but I think it's so cool when you find a rhythm of your own. And you had texted me something about like Lisa World, and I was like, oh, magical Lisa World. Like, we all have such a different way of being, and when you can honor that way, like, how great would it be if everybody could find something that makes them happy and it works for them? Like, and I think that all goes with inspiration and motivation. When you get out of the
You are happy, yeah, that's the motivating, the things that when you're saying about the shit. And I was just, I love that you actually have found a way of wording or sharing that with us and me about when you say you're not just being busy to be busy, you're actually being busy to set a pace and like what you would say, like a rhythm for your brain to fall into a like a meditation is like a rhythm. It's like your brain is going to a certain state. Mm-hmm. And when you're in alignments, when it's, you may be slowing it down, maybe you're not, maybe because as you read, there's a pace to it. You've got the flow of the author, you've got something. And that's even with music and songs, you step into their pace. And that's why sometimes some music can be slow and some music can be fast, and that will motivate you because you need to almost like switch your rhythm. Like maybe your rhythm is not being productive. It's not motivated. So when you listen to something, you jump into it, whether it's busy, fast, slow, not, and you're like, ooh, I feel movement. I'm motivated. And that's actually, oh, I'm so excited for this commercial almost so we can come back and listen. And I love that you figured that one out. And my thing is, I get into a cat rhythm. That's why I like playing with the cats, because it motivates me. I'm like, yeah, I need a cat rhythm. Let's do a prowling kind of rhythm.
And anything can be a meditation, too. It's anything that helps you find some happiness.
Center
really.
The mind. Center that mind. Yeah. So everybody, oh my goodness, coming back to an amazing song and guest artist.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
No, I don't have time for coaching. When I get into the car, I just want to hear music and drown out my problems. I don't want to talk about it. What? I've never heard of coaching music before. What do you mean coachable moments set to music? Really? In less than 8 minutes, I can listen to a single track and shift my entire mindset and mood? I guess when music is set to the universal frequency of 432 hertz, anything is possible. If you're stuck, stagnant, or need a shift, get your album 8 now at 432shift.com.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
All right. The segment has happened. We get to introduce our guest, Michelle.
Yay!
Yeah. So, Eric Lande, we have you on the line, and we're going to say a few wonderful words about you, and then we're going to hear your song, and then we're going to let you just share with us some amazing things. So,
well, thank you for having me, ladies. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to discussing some things about the song and how it maybe pertains to what you guys do. as well.
Perfect. And I like being called ladies. Thank you.
Is that politically correct? Or?
Yes. No, always.
Good. There you go.
So I just want to share with everybody that we really do have somebody very special. His name is Eric Lambier, L-A-M, as in Mary, B-I-E-R. And we will be listening to a really, really cool song, April, Don't Fix It. And why are we listening to it? Because he's an amazing singer, songwriter, producer, and fun performer. He just does everything amazing in my world. And so we should share with everybody, he is visually impaired, but you know what? You won't know it. And wait till you hear this incredible song, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to ask you a bunch of questions about it, Eric. So here's your latest hit single, Ain't Broke, Don't Fix It, off your album.
Thank you.
Them little honeys. A house on the hill with a big old gate. My body said, boy, you got it made in the shape. But the company picked up as a matter of course. And now I'm learning the meaning of the word I saw. Hey! The honey stopped flowing, but moved on. Now I'm sitting here singing you this song. Ain't wrong, don't fix it. That's what they said, ain't wrong. Fix it, now we're better off dead. Cause now I'm broken, ain't nobody fixing it. Well, I had me a lady, fella, she was so fine. Love, diamonds, pearls, champagne, and wine. A real sugar mama, as a matter of fact. Please don't judge me, but I'm alright with that. After everything she said, in all kinds of matters. You would too if you gotta look at her. But we got in a fight, she put my ass in the can. The court have mercy on the common man. Ain't broke, don't fix it. That's what they said. Ain't broke, don't fix it. Now I'm better off dead. Cause now I'm broken and nobody fixing it. Shame again now. Ain't broke, don't fix it. That's what they said. Ain't broke, don't fix it. Now I'm better off dead. Cause now I'm broken and nobody. No, there ain't.
You wiggled, didn't you?
Oh, I love it. I love, love, love the horns. I've been thinking about it. I loved it. I thought it was so good. It was a great song.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah,
great
way. You guys put a lot in.
Morning
it.
Over here. I love it. It's awesome.
Oh, that's great. No, that's
it's a good morning song.
It is a good morning song. And you, that's you, Eric, on the piano, just doing your magic there.
Oh, yeah, the keys are incredible.
Yeah. I played organ on it, too, actually.
okay.
Amazing.
You know what's really neat? As both Michelle and I, as we've said now, we are such great fans because you put a lot into all your songs, musical and the stories and everything. So walk us through that song. Where does that song come from? Ain't Broke, Don't Fix It.
Well, that song, I mean, Ain't Broke, Don't Fix It is a saying that people usually say when just to keep it going, you know, nothing's wrong, so don't worry about it, just keep going. But I wanted to make a play on words. That's what I do with my writing a lot, is try to do a play on words, be a little tongue-in-cheek about it. And with this one, the first verse, I had a friend that had lost their job, and it was outsourced, which is in actually the second part of the first verse, and that's what I wanted to write it about, that you know, you go along, and if you really have blinders on, forgive the pun again.
Uh-huh.
If you have blinders on, you might find out that you're not going to have the job as much as you thought you did. And sort of tying into that, I mean, you know, maybe in our grandfather's day, people would go to a company and work there for 30, 40 years, whatever it was, get a pension, you retire. But those days are kind of gone, as we all know.
Yeah.
Then the second part, well, if I talk about the chorus is just kind of funny because I thought, well, it's kind of an interesting play on the words was, you know, ain't broke, don't fix it. That's what they said. Ain't broke, don't fix it. Now I'm better off dead. That might be a little harsh. Because now I'm broken.
It's
nobody
so funny.
You know. And that was the other part of the first part, is once you've lost that kind of status, then, you know, a lot of people, you know, jump off the ship, you know, and leave you floating on your own. So then the second part, you know, brought it back to a relationship thing. Of course, I'm a man, so I, you know, sorry, ladies, picked on you, lady. You know, basically the same kind of thing, being in a relationship. And then for whatever reason, sometimes it can derail. And when it goes off the tracks, if, you know, many people, I'm sure you've had friends too that have said, you know, I didn't even see that coming. You know what I mean? And so that's what that's about. And then what I try to do, or at least in this song, is kind of bring it back to sort of a combination of it all. With there's, you know, all kinds of girls and all kinds of fashion, many a love and many a passion, which is all kinds of different love and passions. But, you know, if you're going to get in the game, you better get it straight. Don't leave it to chance. You're going to be too late. So
that was my favorite line.
So good.
I have
so
that. It's like,
by the way, that last verse, I had the two verses and the choruses, but I didn't have a culmination. It probably took me 2 to 3 weeks to come up with that last sentence. It doesn't always flow the way, as Michelle, too, doing the music, will attest.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't always flow the way you want it to, you know.
No, totally. You have those days where you're like, this is brilliant, and it's in 5 minutes. And other days you're like, oh, this song's taken 6 years to write. Yeah, I totally
absolutely
understand.
But I really, I love
like that.
Eric, I just want to say about that one line, don't leave it to chance or you're going to be too late. I think that line is so, like, that's the key line to me, because it really wraps that whole thing about don't leave, like, if you just are stagnant and you are not looking around with what, like, sometimes, yes, truly things can happen and you go, whoa, where did that come from? But sometimes if you look back, you go, oh, you know what? I didn't do anything about it. I let it go to fate and now it is too late. So sorry. That was one of my most incredible, like, who knew there's so much in this song? Like,
oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, and the
what's
thing
great
is,
about
sometimes
talking to the
there
writer,
are signs.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
Michelle,
yeah,
when you talk to the writer.
Yeah. I just say it's exciting.
I'm not sure if there's
a
delay there. Sorry, guys.
No, I just said it's exciting when you get to talk to the writer and that you get to get it, the song dissected, and then you're like, oh, wow, I loved it. And then now I love it even more, hearing more about what it's about. So sorry, carry on what you're saying. I just think it's great.
Yes, exactly. And some of it, you know, sometimes I like leaving things to chance a little bit, because somebody will say, I have another song, the title track, that, you know, let's get to the good stuff. I don't know if I'm jumping ahead, Lisa, or anything.
You jumped. Let's tell everybody that. Yeah, so this song is actually on a full album, and the album is called, what did you just say?
The Good Stuff.
The Good Stuff.
Yes.
Oh, I like that.
But the second one, if you go through some of the lyrics, and I don't know if I should go through them as of yet, but it does leave it, put it this way, the second verse, maybe this will be the little, you know, the tidbit or the crumb that people have to go and listen to the album to hear what the second verse is. It has a kind of the end of it.
Yeah.
Not what way I was writing it was not how people view it, which is interesting.
Wow.
So things, you know, it is what it kind of means to you, which is a beautiful thing for, you know, especially with lyricists, like, for instance, I love Gord Downie's lyrics from Tragic a Hit, because a lot of the times when I first, you know, covered a couple of their tunes, he's such a poet, that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a lot of left to, what are you talking about? But it might mean something to you that maybe it didn't mean to him, and I'm sure they're very happy with that, whatever it means to you, as long as it's a positive, you know, but I guess it can be either way, right?
Because we learn through the hard stuff too. Like, yeah, when we're any of the songs, and that's the one thing I was going to bring back again, stories. Like you even said, you wrote it, you wrote that, the good stuff is written in such a different view. And when we talk about motivation, because we'll eventually get to our commercial here when we come back, I want to ask you about your motivation in your life and how do you write songs and how do you produce them and everything. But when we really think about being motivated, and I think that's what we're coming down to, like even the good stuff that would make me motivated. I was like, I want the good stuff. I want to be so I actually now I'm curious. Just tell us before we go to the commercial, like when you the good stuff, and people will have to go and get this album. You have to download it to hear it. But in that first thing, what was your spin? Give us your like version of
all
what,
the good
what?
Stuff. Yeah. Well, once again, it came from the song that I'd written called The Good Stuff. And once again, it's a story. I mean, the story in a synopsis, I guess you'd call that, or a short thing, is, you know, fella once again lost a job. That's a lot of losing jobs in blues, I guess.
Yeah.
In relationships.
It happens.
I guess that makes it a blues.
Yeah.
You know, lose a job, lose his mind for one reason or the other, ends up, you know, spending the night in the tank.
Yeah.
Gets out, wants to party. You know, gets out, does that, and then, you know, because he's had enough, let's get to the good stuff. Oh, baby, going to rip it up.
I love that.
Then, so we'll talk more maybe a little bit.
You know what? When we come back after this commercial, we will be getting to more good stuff.
All right.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Every Tuesday on Living with Moxie, join Shefali Burns and Donna Martouge in conversations designed to take you to the next level, where we highlight ideas, resources, and strategies that provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Each week on Living with Moxie, we will lead conversations related to success, achievement, fulfillment, and extraordinary, vibrant living. Are you ready to live with Moxie? Join us.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Here. I just like saying it. It's a fun thing to say.
It is a good thing to say.
So before we jump into asking Eric some really cool things about where he's coming up with these stories, you know, just life in general experiences. But Eric, let us know, where can we go to hear more from you and see you and learn about you and all that kind of stuff? How can we get in contact with you?
Well, of course, I'm on iTunes, the iTunes store. And unfortunately, I don't know if Better Day, my other album, is up there or not anymore, so I got to check into that now that you mention that. But the new EP, actually, let me technically tell you, it's an EP that I've done, which is okay. 6 songs, okay? So, and it's on the iTunes Store, as well as you can go to cdbaby.com. CD as in compact disc, not as in, you know, something CD.
Oh.
And CD Baby is the largest independent website for music in the world. So you can go there, and as we speak, I have a graphic designer working on getting a hard copy done. At first, I did digital just to see kind of what we could do with it, but, you know, I'm a little older, and a lot of folks still seem to want to have the CD, and I think it's a necessary thing to
do.
So,
Michelle, you still buy CDs and hard copies? Like, we love that. It's beautiful. Like, you still order.
I don't buy so many CDs, but I definitely buy records. I buy records.
Oh.
Because there's not very many places to play CDs anymore. That's the biggest problem is because new computers, you can't play CDs, you can't play them anymore. So it's like weird because Ben actually just got a bunch of his dad, my husband, Ben, his dad sent him a bunch of blues CDs and he's like, ooh, where do we play them? And so we could play them. We could play them in the computer, which is great. And we could play them in the car. But so that's sort of, it is weird though, because I noticed that, I mean, I agree. I like having the artwork and I like having, that's why records are great because you can get the physical artwork. But, and I like having something physical, but it's a very strange thing because technology is moving forward. Because, you know, I have the same, every time wanting to release something, it's like, do we make it physical? Is there a, but people still do want them there. That is true. Like, on my friends tour, they sell a ton of CDs still. So just for me personally, the limitation is that there's not that many places to play them anymore. But I still like having them, though.
Well, you are correct. Sorry, ladies. You are correct. I mean, my friend bought a new car, and it's not a CD player anymore.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So I remember reading an article last year how the CD is going to take a graceful but slow demise. Yeah, the sad part about it is it's actually the best quality, at least right off the press. Either a CD or, like Michelle said, vinyl is very good quality. Of course, you have more issues with it being scratched, but I mean, it does have, you know, if you listen to your old records, sometimes the sound of it is great.
Well, this is a super important part here, talking about sound, Eric, and the quality. You use your ears extra, extra, extra. Is this correct? How does this, like, we just talked about quality. I'm going to use this as a segue. You actually produce music, too. And being visually impaired as you are, you really, you know, you've got some really fantastic ears, don't you?
Pardon?
So have you, like, are you like Superman hearing or you're clever?
I mean, as a blind person, my ears are really the most things that you use, I believe, for me. Sometimes I wonder, I mean, I think everybody has the ability, because we're all born kind of the same. It's just that I'm more perceptive.
Right.
And my perception has been like, you know, when I walk, and a lot of that has been developed by being born and raised on a farm, if I may bring in my family a little bit. Born and raised on a farm and having great parents and a great brother and not being held back from doing anything. That's how you develop the skills. And unfortunately, you know, there's a good saying, success is a lousy teacher. And because if you're always successful, you never learn. So it's probably through a lot of trial and error that I've developed it.
I have
friends as well, like producer friends that have amazing ears, and they're fully sighted. So it's
Yes, tell that again, Michelle. Cause you got that.
No,
one.
Just say it again. No, that what is it? Success is a bad teacher.
Success
like,
is a lousy teacher.
A lousy teacher. It's so true and so good. I think it's amazing
it's
that
trial
you
and error.
Years doing music. It's just so it's so true though. Sorry, Lisa. Yeah. What were you gonna say? Got excited about that line. I thought it was so good.
I know. Well, and that's the thing. So if we always are successful, so being in fact, like the motivation is like, well,
you know, what motivated you, Eric, to keep trying with all those, you said trial and error. So what was the thing that you know, you'd hit a wall, and I don't mean literally, boy, you might have, but meaning that.
Of course I did.
you do something, you go, well, that didn't bring me success. I don't like that or didn't feel good. What keeps you, what has kept you motivated? And to say, I want to be a musician, I want to be a producer. And then what has motivated you to go through all the roadblocks? Seriously, you've come up to and I stop way before you do. So it's like, you just keep going. What is it that motivates you?
Well, that's a really big question. Once again, going back to my folks, I'll just tell you a quick little story. When I had an accident when I was 3, and that's how I went blind, and they brought me over from the hospital, and they told, you know, keep them quiet, keep them in the house, blah, 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 same old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom looked out. She was doing dishes one day, I don't know, a week or two in to this new thing, by the way. She was never had a blind kid, you know. Mm-hmm. They never had a blind kid. They didn't know what was going on. Well, she looked out the window. There's me and my brother. We've climbed a tree. At, you know, he's 4 and I'm 3 and a half. He's 4 and a half or almost 5. So she came out and said, I gently talked you down and then, you know, probably a little firmly, maybe told you not to do that. But then she said, I made up a point at that point to never stand in your way from doing things. And they made it a point. I remember every weekend going out and going to different places, parks as well as trips. I mean, we took a trip to Mexico for 5 weeks, drove there when I was 10. But all of those things enabled me, you know, riding a bike on my own on the farm. I drove a mini bike that did 30 miles an hour on my own around the farm. We just prayed I wouldn't kill myself. But, and,
I love that your parents are amazing.
One story about that, riding the mini bike, was I, as a farm going around the corner at the end of, I was on a tobacco farm, so it's called a kiln yard, and I wiped the bike out down, and the bike's like stuck on full, the wheel's going, I'm off the bike, it's like revving full out, and I'm going, I'm not putting my hands down there.
Right.
So I had to go back up, and in the day they used tobacco sticks, I got the stick, and I found where the chrome was on, I could tap the bike. And then I found the rubber because of the handle, and I grabbed the bike. And that's how you learn. It's as simple as that, you know.
That's courageous, though, too. So where's the courage coming from, the motivation to, like, you just wanted to get it done. You wanted to be independent. You wanted to get back on that bike.
Well, I think it's from, once again, being allowed, being encouraged to do things, and then you want to get out and do things. If you really are just stuck in a room your whole life, you don't want to get out and do things, and you probably build a big fear about it. And unfortunately, a lot of that fear, I think, is generated by other people around you. You know, you got to just get past that. And by, you know, my mom and dad, we'd be places that people would say, well, aren't you going to help them? No, go do it yourself. And by doing that, you're encouraged. You gain, you know, how to get around. You know, I posted once on Facebook, you know, once again, success is a lousy teacher. Stop moving the shoes. And I read that because the biggest thing most people do when you walk in a house is move the shoes. Well, now I don't know where they are. I trip on them again. So I posted that once. I got a response on that, actually. It's funny.
And you have a great sense of humor about it, too. And I think that's something that Michelle always says, is not just be kind to yourself, but really laugh at some of the things that come up, because when you take things too seriously and too judging of yourself, you're not going to be motivated, right, Michelle? Like if you're not kind to yourself, motivation?
And you have to be
that's
like
exactly
I love exactly yeah. You have to laugh at, like, because, you know, life gets ridiculous sometimes, and sometimes it just becomes big garbage stew that it's like one thing after another, and you're like, okay, I gotta laugh at this now. Like, I didn't know I was gonna say garbage stew.
I love
but
that.
It just gets ridiculous, and it's one thing after another, and you have like an option to either, like you said, you can be locked up in a room the rest of your life, or you can go live. And I think, I mean, you have a very special situation and what you have done, and you're such an incredible musician, and I mean, you have a very amazing life, and it's so inspiring. And I love that you laugh and that you're funny, and like, it matters. Being funny matters. I swear, laughing at life matters. Like, it's medicine.
And there's a little story. I mean, as a musician, you're asked about. I mean, I just loved music from when I was a kid, and I would just, you know, go to a piano and start playing, and if there was an instrument in the room, start playing it. I remember when I was about 12, I came home from school, and I was, you know, set on, I didn't want to take piano anymore. So my mom said to me, okay, but you can't play the one in our living room. Well, you probably figure out how long that lasted. I said,
that's good.
You know.
So, so good.
Well, see, now we're talking about, you know, what you had just mentioned in the beginning, like when you first came home and they said, oh, keep them quiet, keep in a room. You're not just a producer and a musician in one little room. You perform. You travel the world actually performing. You go all these places. And again, I want, because it's so inspiring hearing these stories that you don't allow these things. Like, you get scared, right? There's fear at first, but how do you, when you went to Germany, let's say, what made you go, you know what? I don't even know this new band. I'm going to go to Germany and I can do this. Like, what allowed you to get past that fear?
Well, I think that whole thing, I moved to Nashville and a friend at the time had said, you know, just go, and just packed up and went, you know, and it's, that was really cool. Actually, that was kind of a kick in the butt you kind of needed. I know, I still, it comes all back to just having a want to get out and do something, you know, do something different. So I toured in Germany with the American band there. I mean, of course, I don't know if your listeners know, but I toured with Shania Twain for a bit. I
know
Jay Leno with her. I mean, you can see that on YouTube.
Yay, everybody go to YouTube, Eric Landay.
A couple pounds ago. it's not too bad, I hope. And then I toured with Johnny Reed as well, Canadian country artist. I mean, myself performed. I play all the time out. You know, I've been on the road, across this country, been around the world. When I visited Spain for a visit, and I actually got a job at a piano bar when I was there, and
yeah.
It paid a lot of the trip, right? So, and that was kind of cool because I mean, I was there for 2 weeks, and after 3 or 4 days or nights going to the bars, it became boring. So then when you got hired, it was like, okay, well, now I can just stay here, entertain, have fun. And then I wanted a couple of days off. I said, I don't want to work constantly. I mean, I'm here to not work.
Right, right.
But they were really nice people, and it was a really great experience. And I got to say, in Spain, you'd be sitting, you know, playing, and I'd hear 6 languages around me going off because Europe is such a diverse place. So all of those experiences just make you want to do more, I think, you know.
We are going to go to commercial, but when we come back, we just want to wrap up with a big main question for you about all your goodness, and we'll let everybody know where they can hear and find you again.
Okay.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hey, Eric, what do you think of all the fun cat commercials?
Sorry, just getting my phone off mute.
Oh, sorry.
Wasn't sure if I was supposed to mute during the breaks or not.
The cat's
commercials are great. You know, I have a cat, and I've heard you do, too. So, Michelle, do you have a cat?
I do. I have 2 awesome cats that rule my world because they're perfection. Actually, I harass them all the time. They're like, let me sleep. And I'm like, but you're so perfect. Let me love you. Yeah. You know, Eric, Michelle and I cannot do a show. It's just impossible because we have to talk about cats during them. So I was like, I have to find out what you think about the cat commercial. So my question to you is, because this is going to really help people. Like this is a really sacred space that we get to do on the show, hopefully really shift people. And my thing to you is, and to Michelle, you're going to know exactly what this is all kind of going around. I'm going to say, I hope I don't say it wrong. In our life, like in musicians' lives and in actors' lives, they can get, I believe the word is typecast. I think I'm saying that right, when they get stuck to a role. Okay, mm-hmm. Like, is it cast type or typecast? But, and I think we actually tend to do that in our own lives, whether that's the job we have, the relationship we're in, the role that we choose as, whether it's a victim or a save the world. Like, it's we're typecasting ourselves. And this is where stagnation actually does happen. So I was going to ask you, Eric, because like you said earlier, I said, oh, you play piano there. And you're like, oh, well, I also play the organ, or you know, and I did this. So when we want to not reinvent ourselves, but keep moving with stuff, like you do YouTube, you do the iPhone stuff, like you do everything on the computer and stuff. First of all, how did you start looking for the tools that would help you to keep moving, to not be stagnant, to deal with all that? And how do you use, like, what is that? Give us a glimpse into your life of that.
I started looking. I mean, I started back when, you know, when you had reel to reel. The end of that, anyway. And which was still the 80s. So it's not that bad. But then they came in with ADATs, and I bought a couple of those. And now the problem with the ADATs and mixing boards for me in my world is there's a lot of levels that are, you know, governed by lights. You know, either it's yellow or red or that kind of thing. So it was a bit difficult, but I used my ears a lot because obviously you can hear distortion. So those are the tools. Now, when Pro Tools, that's what I use. I think, Michelle, I think you'd mentioned before that you used Pro Tools. When it came out, or well, actually long after it came out. Sorry, you use Pro Tools?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, cool. Okay.
a little bit of a delay.
Yes, when it came out, actually long after, because I didn't buy it till Pro Tools 9. But I belonged to this. I heard about this guy out of Virginia named Slough Hallison, and he was a big. I don't really know. I think he's blind. I don't know how. I'm sorry. That's politically correct. Visually impaired. whatever it is, he's been very big. Very. Proponent, I think that's the word, of helping blind people. What he goes to all the NAMM shows and stuff like that, and meets with all the companies. And he's had Apple, and JAWS, which is actually the program for the Windows. But I use Apple. I use an iMac, and he's had them script Pro Tools to VoiceOver, which is their screen reader. So you can literally access anything that a sighted person can access. Well, I shouldn't say anything, but what you need to do, and honestly, way more than I need to do, by having my iMac, and then it's a thing, as I said, called VoiceOver, and it's Command F5, by the way, turns it on and off, because if you turn it on, it'll change things. So make sure if you ever want to shut it off, it's the same thing. But it reads the screen. You know, as you use your up and down arrows, as you type those things, it just reads everything you're doing as you're doing it.
Yeah, crazy. This literally falls into the world when Michelle and I we all say, you know what, use your tools. You really are using the tools to be able to get through a barrier, a challenge, something that's preventing you from doing something. You're like, I'm motivated to do this, and you've asked for help, and there happens to exist this fellow. What's his name again, sorry?
His name's Slough Hallison, and actually I emailed him in the beginning about the Mac, and then he called me. He actually got on the phone and called me.
Oh, wow.
And at the time, I'd never used a Mac before, and this is his first suggestion.
Wow.
You should get a Mac first and get used to it, because it's not going to be the same as when I use JAWS on Windows. So so I did, and in the first – actually, I'm going to tell you just a little thing was –
Yeah.
The first 6 months or 3 months I had it, I wanted to throw it out because I couldn't figure out a couple of these. It was doing weird things. And then one day I discovered if you hold down the right arrow and hit the left arrow, it would instead of just having columns, you could go across. I was like, why didn't anybody tell me that? Because that's how you totally use the entire computer. And I was like, what the heck is this Apple thing? So, but anyway.
That's so interesting. So first of all, two things there. You were able to have the courage to ask for help. I think it's a big thing. You found somebody. Then they really encouraged you. And you even though I'm so glad you shared that, like for the first little while, it was frustrating. And you were almost ready to give up. You're like, I want to throw this thing out. And then suddenly the light was shed on something. And Michelle, you totally had these things happen to you. And it's like, sky is open and light comes down.
Here. I wanted to throw my computer out the window so many times, and I don't have any disabilities with it. It makes me crazy. Oh, my God. One thing I was going to say, though, isn't it amazing that not only, like you said, you had to learn all these new things, but you actually, like, excel at them way more than most people that have full vision. Like, you have an extra, like, you're amazing at creating music because you can hear, like, it's, you have a superpower as well. Like, it's kind of, it really is amazing. Like, you do, because you can hear, like, it's very amazing that you create what you do, and you're such a brilliant musician and wonderful producer and all that stuff. Like, that through all these things that could have seemed like a disability was actually not. Like, you actually excel at all the things that you do. It's really amazing.
It just opened my world. I got to tell you that. Well, thank you very much. I got to tell you, the first thing that was really cool was for the first time in my life, I could actually tell what the level of the mic was because it reads it to me. I'd never had that before.
Oh.
And I told my friends, and they were like, well, yeah, okay. I'm like, but it's a big thing in my world. They were like, well, we've been doing that for 30 years. I'm like, yeah, but for me, it's a big thing. I can actually tell now that I'm hitting zero or redlining or not. So that was a really big thing. And I just got to give it to Apple. I got to tell you, they've done so many good things. I have an iPhone, which I'm using right now, an iPhone 6. And it is super cool because I can surf the net, iTunes, YouTube, Facebook. I mean, I've never used, well, I tried using Facebook before, but it was so, problem with proprietary kind of things, they change. And so my jaws wouldn't, you know, it's just the way it is. It doesn't keep up. So for some reason, they made a Facebook app, but as soon as I got my iPhone, actually the 5, I was rocking Facebook in 10 minutes. It was just bang, 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 easy to do. And I got to give Apple all the kudos in the world. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Steve Jobs.
Yay, Apple. And you really wanted to do this. This allowed you to get in touch. I think that's important to bring it back to everybody. When it comes to being motivated, be really aware of your why. I know when you're stuck in stagnant, like you could just be sitting there, Eric, and saying, you know what, I can't. I'm blind. I can't. There's no point. I can't. And
that's
You know, Michelle and I both have called What's Possible, because we really do want you to. If something isn't feeling right in your heart and you just don't feel awake and ready to experience the joy, like, then start looking around going, where are you stuck and what is the stagnant thing? And before I don't want to forget this, Eric, it's Eric, E-R-I-C, Lambier, L-A-M as in Mary, B-I-E-R. Go to his Facebook page and get in contact with him. Check out his music. Go to YouTube.
YouTube as well, yes.
If you need some motivation, I mean, I can't think of a, you know, better person right now today just to say there's a person who didn't have those things. Like what you said, and all of a sudden you're like, hey, I got to see a level. This is really cool. And
exactly.
You don't know what's going to open your, you know.
And then you figured all this out. It's like, it's really, really, like, you're an amazing musician anyway. Okay. Like, it's just very inspiring that you just decided to, that you, anything that you want to do, that you're like, figure out how to do it. And I feel for everybody needs to know that. Everybody needs to know whatever they think they can't do. If they're just like, well, I want to do it, I can do it. It's so important for everybody.
There are hurdles.
Just remember that. Look what you've been able to do. And it's amazing.
Yeah.
And your music
Well, you know, like,
I can't
I
wait for everybody to go get your record.
like if I want a coffee, I mean, I learned when I lived here how to go to Tim Hortons. And I mean, and actually, just on a side note, I thought about actually having somebody go live on Facebook and record me going to Tim Hortons to show people there's hope.
Let's
just
do
in case
that.
You are. Just in case you
there
are
is.
Facing blindness, or you're suddenly like my parents were, suddenly with a blind child. There's hope, and there's so many levels, as you'll see in public if you ever see different blind people. There's so many levels of it. And unfortunately, there is the level of someone who doesn't, you know, can't do all the things that possibly I can. But there's hope if you just let them do it. Every kid falls down. I walked off a garage once. A friend's my patio built on the top of it. It's a 12-foot drop. You know what I learned? Don't do that again.
See, you thought you were a cat, didn't you?
I fell down. That was about 19 when that happened.
And you know what? See, learning doesn't stop at a certain age. And,
no, it doesn't.
And that's the thing, the biggest thing. Like the shifts, like we say, you know, like this is, we're 432 shift. We really want people to experience a shift in their lives. And you've been an incredible guest.
Thank you.
It's been
really
fun. Thank you so much. For being
Let's do this again sometime. I'd love it.
We like that, but
seriously,
I knew Michelle was so excited to have you on today, too. She's like,
I've been a fan since I first. I know. I was so excited. I remember the first time that I got to meet you, Eric. I was so excited. And I was like, I love your music. And everything's so great. So I was so excited that you wanted to be on the show today. And, you're just incredibly inspiring, too. And I think it's good for all our listeners. Just you can do anything. Anybody can do anything. And excel at it. It's really very inspiring. Thank you so much for being on. And I hope everybody goes by as your record. I can't wait to hear the EP. It's going to be amazing.
Well, thank you very much. And I do really appreciate it. It's great just talking about things and, you know, my life. And thank you for, you know, letting me promote my album.
So everybody, connect with everybody. Yay! And remember just to, you know what, ask for help. Know that you are deserving and you can do better and whatever it is you want in your life to be happy. So thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Eric. We will talk to you soon.
Thank you, Eric.
You can do it.
Thank
you. Take care,
Yay!
Guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. Bye.